Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chuck Rochow hanging out in the Kia Studios. Another hour to go. The final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. It is Martha Reeves' birthday today. Happy birthday to Martha Reeves. Martha and the Vandellas. This, of course, their big number one hit, Dancing in the Streets, covered by multiple people. Do you know the most disturbing cover of this song? Recorded music history, and it is without question the most disturbing video to watch of all time. And it's this song.
I've seen the video, but was it covered like in the 90s? Was it somebody that did it in the 90s?
Nope.
Okay, then no, I'm not, because it was somebody that did it like in the 80s or 90s.
Yep, in the 80s.
Who? It was a male.
It
right?
was two males.
I don't remember who it was, but I remember it being covered, though.
It was Mick Jagger.
I thought it was Mick Jagger.
David
yes,
Bowie.
David Bowie, yes.
And it is the most disturbing video.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. After those two guys got done prancing around and all that stuff,
yeah,
they should have taken napalm to that studio that was outside, because they were outside. They should have napalmed that whole area. Those two goofballs.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was absurd.
I don't remember. I vaguely remember the video. I definitely remember the cover. Oh. But I'm trying to remember the video. Honestly, I can't recall the video.
Yeah, it's disturbing. It's just ridiculous. So, anyway. We do have Rank'em coming up at 10:40, by the way, so get your list in on the Solomon Rosendahl text line, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, so you can get your list in there, at JMCH316. He is at the D. Lewis for real, so you can hit us up on our personal Twitter pages as well. So hit us up with a Rank'em list. All right. Let's get into some Braves closeout. Well, this may be the wildest game of the season thus far for the Braves. And if you want to join us, 404-726-0929, you can jump on the phone lines and we can get your reaction to everything. The reason this game is continuing to linger, and it's in the ninth inning right now, is because the game is 13-13. And I didn't make that up. It was 2-0 after the top of the first for Arizona. The Braves came right back and did what they always do. They scored 5 runs in the first inning. Okay, got 5 runs. Elder going to get out of it. Nope. Elder gives up 5 more runs in the second inning. So now it's 7-5. And then they didn't score in the third. Braves scored 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Arizona got one in the top. Braves had two in the fifth. Braves gave up four in the top of the sixth to come back and score two. And the Diamondbacks have scored a run in the eighth inning. Now we're into the ninth. Raisel Iglesias is on to pitch the ninth inning, and he's just given up a single. The Arizona Diamondbacks have 13 runs on 14 hits. The Braves have 13 runs on 11 hits and a couple of errors. The hero of the night, without question, and this may be a sign that he's about to go on one of these benders where he is red hot for 2 or 3 weeks and literally carries the team on his shoulders. He's doing that tonight. That's Austin Riley. 3 for 4, 3 runs, 2 homers, 7 RBI. That's the third highest total for a Braves player in a game. Duvall had 9 RBI, and I believe Joe Adcock has the all-time record in a game for RBI. This thing has been crazy to no end. Now, the bad news as well, though. And look, did we not talk about Zach Davies at the top of the show? How much he stinks? 3 2/3, 9 earned runs on 78 pitches. He didn't get through 4 innings and threw almost 80 pitches. 8 hits, 9 runs, 9 earned, 3 walks, a strikeout, and a home run. Well, Bryce Elder wasn't much better. 2 2/3 innings for Elder, 7 hits, 7 runs, 5 of them earned. He had a walk, struck out 4, and had a home run against him. He threw 76 pitches in 2 2/3. Then they brought Tonkin in, and he said, hold my beer. 2 2/3, 4 hits, 4 earned runs on 40 pitches. And then Heller, Jimenez, Yates, and Iglesias have pitched from there. Braves are on their 6th pitcher here tonight as they've got their closer in. Yates gave up a run. Heller gave up a run. Jimenez had a clean inning. And as of right now, Iglesias has a clean inning. But he doesn't have anybody out, and he's got men on 2nd and 3rd right now. So, again, we'll see what happens here. And that's going to be a shot in the gap. And that will score 2, to be sure. So now the Braves are going to be down 15-13 here in there. Right now it's in the top of the ninth inning. 15-13, the Braves are looking to try to rally. So, again, he doesn't have an out that he's recorded yet. So he's given up 3 hits, 3 hits a run, and he doesn't have an out yet. So, yeah, not the best of night for Braves pitching. But, you know, again, it's been a struggle. And, you know, again, there has to at some point start to be some concern with Bryce Elder, because his last two starts combined in his last two starts, he's pitched 6 innings with 12 earned runs. 6 innings and 12 earned runs. That's not a very good thing. All right? That's what? Day-Day, got your calculator handy? Get your calculator out, okay?
All right, it's ready.
All right, divide 12 by 6. So take 12 divided by 6,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Then multiply that number by 9.
18.
Okay, so his last two starts, his ERA is, ready, 18. 18 ERA in his last two starts. And neither one of them have been good. He was roughed up in Tampa, roughed up tonight at home. Again, I'm not trying to panic, but again, it's not been a good last couple of starts for Elder. His starts before that, you know, really through the month of June and very first start in July, that was good stuff. You know, again, July 3rd, 6 2/3, 2 runs. 6 innings and 2 runs in June 27th. June 22nd, 7 innings with no runs. Saturday the 6th, 17th, sorry, June 17th on a Saturday, 6 innings and 1 run. But these last two outings have been a disaster. Hopefully, that this is just a bump in the road for Bryce Elder right now. Hopefully that this is just not a sign of things to come, but it's just kind of a bump for him right now. Ronnie's 2-for-5 with a couple of runs. Albies is 1-for-4 with a couple of runs. Riley 3-for-4 with 3 runs and 7 RBI. Olsen 0-for-2 with a run. Sean Murphy has hit a home run in this game as well. He's 1-for-3 with a couple of runs scored and a couple of RBI. Ozuna 0-for-4. Michael Harris 1-for-4 with an RBI. Arcia is 2-for-4 with 2 runs and 2 RBI, including a home run for him. And then Sam Hilliard, who's taken over in left field for Kevin Pillar. Pillar was 1-for-3 with a run and a RBI as he hit a double in the game as well. So, again, the whipping sticks are out, but the pitching has been less than stellar. It's now 16-3, and Iglesias has been pulled, I believe. So he's gotten yanked, so he couldn't get it done. He got a third of an inning, 3 hits, 2 runs. Three hits, 3 runs, 2 earned with a strikeout, 13 pitches, and that wasn't very good. Again, this is just one of those nights for the Braves. Again, you have these kinds of nights, right? We've talked about, look, you're going to win 50 games, you're going to lose 50 games. What you do in that other, 50, 60 game stretch or whatever the number, the math works out to be, that 62 game stretch, whatever that math works out to be, that's your season. That's where you're at, because you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some. But again, if you can fluctuate that 62 window into a lot of wins, you'll be fine. And the Braves obviously are double digits up on everybody in the division, but not a good night at the ballpark for the Braves, and obviously their pitching has really let them down. All right, 404-726-0929. We asked the question earlier in the show. Tell me what you think Desmond Ritter's yards, completion percentage, and touchdown interception ratio is going to be. Yards, completion percentage, touchdown interception ratio, 404-726-0929. We took calls on this earlier. I'll give you my thoughts, and we'll get Day-Day's. Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show. Brian Licker Music Hour rolling right along. We got the JR Sports Brief coming up after us. Okay. I never know from one night to the next who's going to be on afterwards. So just throw a dart at a wall and see who sticks to it. So anyway. All right. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. You can chime in about, I'm asking about Desmond Ridder. You know, I want yards, completion percentage, touchdown interception ratio. You know, when I look at Ridder, I'm looking at about 2,950 yards. I don't think he quite gets to 3,000. I don't think they'll throw it enough. That would be a little bit of an increase in their passing yardage from last year. I do think he makes a little bit of a boost as far as completion percentage goes. Well, about 63% last year. 65, I'll say, this year. I think that number goes up a little bit. And then from a touchdown interception perspective, I think 22-9 is a pretty fair number. Could he get to 25-26? I do believe so. If their red zone offense becomes what we hope that it can be, then he could certainly get to 25-26. But at the same time, I don't see him being the guy that is a turnover machine like Marcus Mariota was, and I don't see them putting him in as much of harm's way. Yeah, again, you'll take your shots because that's what every team in the NFL does in modern-day football, but you minimize those risks. You don't put a quarterback into too much danger. I think Marcus Mariota put himself in a lot of danger at times last year, and I think the coaching staff put him in danger a lot of times. Heaving a ball downfield on first downs and stuff like that. Like, again, there were just too many of those instances where it didn't really make sense what their offensive philosophy was. I think they will narrow box it for Desmond Ridder. Not that he can't play, but just until he gets going and acclimated. And, again, I know he had the four starts, but now here you are, week one, all the pressure on you. Let's see what happens. So I'll take 2,950 yards, 65% completion, 22 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Day-Day, what did you have for Desmond Ridder this coming year?
I have him just a little bit more. I do have him hitting 3,000, but I had him at 3,120. From a completion standpoint, I have him at 65%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of right in line, almost there as well. I have him at 21 touchdowns, and then I have him at 8 interceptions. And, you know, a lot of it for me is because, I read an old article, I don't know, about a week or so ago. And when you look at his numbers from Cincinnati, he protects the ball. He takes care of the ball. And I just think the dynamics of this offense and what he's got around him and, you know, with Tyler Algier and Bijan in the backfield, and we talked about it earlier, I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of passes downfield, like mm-hmm. these deep balls, you know,
right.
But I think he's going to be able to, you know, slants to Pitts here and there, and Drake, and, you know, with Algier, you know, just some routes out the backfield, passes to them, them picking up the extra yards, you know, with their legs. I think it's going to kind of come more in that form. But when you look at those Cincinnati numbers, he shows that, you know, he can get the job done and be very productive at a high rate. And I think with what he has, what they've built around him, you know, and I agree. I think he'll start off, you know, I think they'll mash the gas slowly, right?
Right.
They'll mash the gas slowly. But if everything is, you know, if he's not, if he's taking care of that ball and he's running that offense down the field and they're getting into the end zone, I think they start opening it up as the season progresses. And I think that's when you start seeing his numbers kind of go up. And you know, that's, you know, I just think it's there for him.
404-726-0929. Let's get your thoughts. Let's grab Pierre out in Atlanta. What's going on, Pierre?
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, buddy. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I think y'all underselling Ritter, man. And here's why, man. I'm going to go back to Matt Ryan first year, man. That man, Matt Ryan had 3,400 passing yards and 16 touchdowns with a Pro Bowl Roddy White and a Pro Bowl Michael Turner. So in Ritter, I believe he has a little bit more better weapons outside of Roddy White. And I believe I'm going to give him 3,800 passing yards and 30 TDs. 65 with 8 interceptions and a 66 completion rate.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. You know, Matt threw it 434 times in his rookie year, 451 in his second year. I wonder if Ritter gets to even that kind of number passing attempt wise. You know, and look, Matt did throw for a lot of yards in his rookie year, 3,440. Now, look, I know he had Michael Turner, but remember, the Falcons were the only team in the NFL that called more run plays than pass plays. They called a majority of run plays. They were the only offense to do it. And I think that is still their identity. I still think that their identity is run the football first and foremost and not put their quarterback in harm's way. And I know Michael Turner had a crap ton of carries, but this is a team of running backs. It's Cordarrelle Patterson, it's Bijan Robinson, it's Tyler Algier. This is a group of running backs. And that's the only reason why I think that he might not get into that 3,400. But again, if he's 3,400 yards, and we had a caller earlier that said 34 touchdowns, brother, if he's 35 touchdowns, he's going to be in the MVP discussion. I mean, that's a stout number to be in. And 3,400 yards would be a stout number for him in his first full season. Let's go out to Greg out in Sugar Hill. What's going on, Greg?
What's going on, gents? I'm on my way back from that artillery display at Truist Park, but chimed in just in time to kind of hear the prediction. It's kind of crazy. We all think alike. I think he's going to throw for about 32.5.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 26 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And I think his percentage is actually going to be a little bit lower than 65. I'm going to say 63.5%.
Yeah, and he was about 63, I believe, in the 4 starts. I appreciate the phone call. The 26 touchdowns, I think, is very doable. And especially if we think that they're going to be a top 5 red zone offense. And that will be the key. If they're going to be a high caliber red zone offense, he's not going to chuck it 40 yards downfield. Okay, that's not going to be the style that they're going to play. But, you know, if you get him down deep and he can protect the football, I do think there's going to be plenty of opportunity for him to throw it to Pitts, London, Jonnu Smith, and guys like that, and they're going to make some hay down in the red zone. And again, if we're talking about we need Kyle Pitts to be Travis Kelce and have a dozen touchdowns, then maybe that number needs to go up for Desmond Ritter. Maybe it does need to be 25, 26 touchdowns. Because if we expect Pitts to catch a dozen of those, okay, if he's only got 22 touchdowns, that's a lot to one guy. If you got one guy who's catching a dozen of 22 touchdown passes, there's probably going to be some triple and quadruple teaming at that point. So maybe my number needs to go up a little bit. Maybe my number is a little bit too conservative on on that aspect of it. But again, I could see Ridder doing any of these kinds of numbers. Now, do I think that Desmond Ridder is going to throw it 500-plus times? No. Do I think Desmond Ridder is going to be 70% completion percentage? No. I don't think that. I don't think any quarterbacks, again, even you're not dinking and dunking all the time. When did Randy Mueller say? RPOs and short pat like that only has so much of a shelf life. I don't think he's going to throw for 4,000 yards. I don't think 30 touchdowns is probably doable. But, again, stranger things have happened. If their offense is really good in the red zone, stranger things may happen. But if he's throwing 30 touchdown passes, I would probably tell you if you could have 30 touchdowns and about a 12-15 interception rate where he can still be 2-1, you take that. Because, again, at some point he's going to have some bad moments. I mean, all quarterbacks do. All quarterbacks have some bad moments. Matt Ryan had bad moments, you know, whether it was in his first couple of years or, again, even later on. I mean, obviously, you know, that 2012 playoff game against the Packers with all the hype on a Saturday night, that was a disaster. And by the way, that's Matt's highest completion year where he led the NFL in completion percentage at 68.6. Remember, they were 13-3 in going into the Georgia Dome against the Green Bay Packers. And that was a bloodletting. that was ridiculous how bad that first half was for the Falcons. So, again, I could see Ridder in any of these kinds of scenarios, but I think that there are limits and caps to what he can realistically do. So we'll see what happens. By the way, the Braves did lose the game 16-3. Iglesias takes the loss. He gave up in a third of an inning. Three hits, three runs, two of them earned. He recorded the one strikeout, threw 13 pitches, 10 of them strikes, and just got battered around, and that was all she wrote. And 16-13, the Braves lose tonight at home to the Diamondbacks, who snapped their four-game losing streak, and they had come out of their funk offensively that they had been in for a while now. 2 2/3 innings for Elder, seven runs, five of them earned. Four strikeouts, a walk, a home run, 76 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. Not another good start for Bryce Elder. So we'll see what happens, see if he can get this thing cleaned up on his next start. So, all right, when we get back, it will be time for Rank'em, 404-726-0929, at JMCH316, at the D. Lewis For Real, Chuck Renekia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
That love was just a fairy tale.
Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at it, Chuck Ray Show. Until that first smile. Hanging out at the Key Studios. Braves do lose tonight 16-13 in just your basic 29-run game. So, yeah, kind of a crazy tonight. All right, I used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends picking Hugh's brain, picking Randy's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank'em.
All right, JC, and great. The Mets beat the White Sox. Whatever.
That only puts them 20 games out of
first. Right. All right. Last night we had Tyler Dragon on, and I learned that you are – a track enthusiast.
Yes.
So rank these track and field events: the 100 meter dash, 200 meter dash, 400 meter dash, long jump.
I'm a big long jump fan. I did long jump in college. In high school.
So did I. Okay.
So I was a long jumper in high school. Ran relays too, but long jumper mostly.
Okay.
I enjoyed long jumping. So I'll take that one. You said 100, 200.
Two and four.
I will take the 200 next.
Okay.
I will take the 100 meter three.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I didn't like
the 400. I didn't
the
like
the four now, though, to me, because it's such like.
A 400 now is a sprint.
It's a full-out sprint.
Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, the 400 wasn't a full-out sprint.
No.
Now it's a full-out sprint.
Yeah, it's a full-out sprint. Yeah. I tell my wife that all the time because she's like, you know, 5.5 years younger than me. So, and she ran the 8 in college.
Yeah,
and,
no thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah.
All right. So you and your daughter had your on vacation. You had your road trip up the road. But when it comes to traveling, I guess depending on the distance, rank these modes of travel: plane, train, a cruise ship, or a good old fashioned road trip in the car.
Plane, because I don't want to take as I want to take as little time as humanly possible to get somewhere. I could be on a cruise; that would be fine. A car would be third, and God forbid I would be on a train, because like that would be like the longest couple of hours, days, weeks of my life. Or
I've never done
whatever.
A train. Have you? Outside of like the local martyr?
No, I would rather get hit by a train. I would rather stand on the tracks and have Amtrak run over me than I would be to go from like, you know, Atlanta up to Washington, D.C. So,
all right. Rank these excursionist type things that people typically do on some of their vacations: jet skis, ATV, horseback riding, snorkeling.
I could do horseback riding. I'll do the ATV next, jet ski three. And again, when you snorkel, when you go underwater, you're the road team.
Well, you know, with snorkeling, because we did it on our vacation, you don't actually go under.
Well,
you just put your face right on top.
Were you basically submerged? Up into like the tube?
No. Like, cause you're not. They don't take you too far. You're not too far deep. Like,
okay.
Land is there.
Okay. You know, most shark attacks happen in 3 feet of water.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Okay. Again, you're the road team. Okay. When you're face down in the water, you're the road team. Okay. When I'm not standing, again, it's one thing to stand in the water and be able to have some leverage. When you're floating face first in the water, you're the road team. Okay? That's how that works.
All right. Before we get a little spicy, it'll be kind of like a mild here. Rank these actresses as superheroes: Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow; Halle Berry, Storm; Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman; Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. I think I know where you're going.
I do ScarJo one because I love ScarJo.
Okay, yeah. You shocked me with that one, but yeah, I'm with you.
I will do Halle Berry two. Brie Larson comes in at a solid number three, and I'm not that impressed with that Gal Gadot. Gadot, whatever.
You know, I didn't know she was in one of the Fast and Furiouses, or she may have been in multiples.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
She did some movie with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds and all that stuff, too, on Net Chicks or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chick Flicks or whatever it's called, you know. Anyway, all right, from our buddy Rusty, rank these DJs: DJ Claudia Kazaku, Nikki Bellucci, Mari Ferrari, and DJ Sherazade, Sherazade, and they got all those funny hyphen symbols and stuff above it. I will take Nikki Bellucci, number one, very intriguing. I will take Mari Ferrari, number two. I love that dark hair, dark eyes look. Claudia Kazaku, number three, and DJ Shiznit, whatever her name is, number four. On my personal Twitter page, at JMCH316, from our buddy Marco, ranked these cop movie series: Die Hard, Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Lethal Weapon.
Ooh, that's a good list.
Well, Die Hard goes one because it didn't get so awful. Because, again, I love Beverly Hills Cop. I'll put that one at two.
Okay.
But that series got that third movie is so god-awful.
I don't even remember the third one.
It's the one in the amusement park with Uncle Howdy or whatever. So awful. Awful. I mean, what an awful, again, money grab all the way.
Right.
Beverly Hills Cop 3. But the first two are so awesome that it at least overcomes some of that. So I get two. Lethal Weapon 3. Again, Lethal Weapon is one of the best movies I've ever seen. That first one. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great story. Just everything about it is terrific. And that fourth one with Chris Rock and Jet Li and the Chinese people on the boat and Joe Pe- it is so awful.
They tried to, like...
And by the way, you know how you know it's awful? Mel Gibson cut his hair for the movie.
Right. Well, the thing is, they tried to get too comedic with it. Like in the
they tried to get too comedic, and they tried to get too commercial with it.
Yeah.
But the first one is so... It's dark. It's gritty.
Right.
It's so good. It's so good.
Right. And the humor that was in it, it made sense.
Yes.
It wasn't like... A forced humor.
And right, exactly. And then, like, the little jazz, you know, saxophone,
right.
like, little... Again, it's so dark and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
The story's really good. I mean, I like the story
yep.
in it, you know? I mean, again, it's a story that makes sense. By the time they get to the Chinese people in the boat, it's like, oh, my God, like, are we running out of ideas?
Yeah.
Ugh. And Bad Boys. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of Bad Boys. I mean, the first one's okay, but... And it just got progressively worse. From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Martina McBride. I love Shania Twain. Love, 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 love Shania Twain. I'll take her number one. I'll take Martina McBride number two. I really enjoy her. Faith Hill three, and not as big a fan of Reba McEntire in her music and redheads and everything else that goes along with it. Rank them at their peaks from our buddy Matt Ryan. Cecil Fielder, Jose Canseco, Bo Jackson, Daryl Strawberry. Believe it or not, on this list, I will take Daryl Strawberry. When Daryl Strawberry was right and he was clean and he was at the top of the baseball mm-hmm. world, he was an unbelievable player, a phenomenal baseball player. Mm-hmm. I'll take him one. I'll take Bo Jackson two, Canseco three, and Cecil Fielder was a guy who had to go to Japan, learn how to hit home runs, and then he came back and... had a monster career for the Detroit Tigers and everybody else in there.
Yeah. All right, you ready to get to searching?
Yepper. Okay, we're ready now.
All right, here we go. First one, first list. It's Lana Rhodes, I guess. So LanaRhodes.
At Lana Rhodes. Yes, because I believe I've heard of her.
I haven't.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, now I recognize her.
All right. I think this one is Jocelyn Cano, I guess. Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
N.
Yep.
And then Cano.
Cano. She related to Robinson Cano or anything
I
like that?
About, right.
Jocelyn Cano. Okay. Okay. All right. We got her.
All right. Natalia.love. NATALLIA mm-hmm. .LOVE.
.LOVE. Oh, oops. Let me, oh gosh. Hang on here. I got to put the at symbol in here. Come on. My computer's acting up. All right. NATALLIA.LOVE. All right. Well, it says it's not secure. NATALLIA.LOVE.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely says it's not secure. So that's a scary one. All right. Who else we got?
And then Sammy with two Y's. SAMMYY.
Hmm.
Zero two K.
Zero two K. And let's see what she's got going on here. All right, I'm going to take Lana Rhodes, number one.
Okay.
That's number one. I will take, I'll take Jocelyn, number two, Sammy number three, and I couldn't tell you about number four because it was said unsecure, safe, not
right.
Not
she may, for, maybe she might have needed to be number yeah. one just because,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not for public consumption. So there you go.
All right, next.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That love was just a fairy tale.
Sports Radio 92.9 at the game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out at the Key Studios. Braves do lose tonight 16-13 in just your basic 29-run game. So, yeah, kind of a crazy tonight. All right, I used to have a little bit of fun on the weekends picking Hugh's brain, picking Randy's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC, and great. The Mets beat the White Sox. Whatever.
That only puts them 20 games out of first.
Right. All right. Last night we had Tyler Dragon on, and I learned that you are a track enthusiast.
Yes.
So, rank these track and field events. The 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, 400-meter dash, long jump.
I'm a big long jump fan. I did long jump in college. In high school.
So did I. Okay.
So I was a long jumper in high school. Ran relays, too, but long jumper mostly.
Okay.
I enjoyed long jumping. So I'll take that one. You said 100,
200. 2 and 4.
I will take the 200 next.
Okay.
I will take the 100 meter 3. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't like the 400.
Four now, though, to me, because it's such like.
A 400 now is a sprint.
It's a full out sprint.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it wasn't in, you know, again, when I was growing up, the 400 wasn't a full out sprint.
No.
Now it's a full out sprint.
Yeah, it's a full out sprint. Yeah. I tell my wife that all the time because she's like, you know, 5.5 years younger than me. So, and she ran the 8.
Oh,
in,
okay.
In college.
Yeah,
and,
no thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah.
All right. So you and your daughter had your, on vacation, you had your road trip up the road. But when it comes to traveling, I guess depending on the distance, rank these modes of travel. Plane, train, a cruise ship, or a good old-fashioned road trip in the car.
Plane, because I don't want to take as I want to take as little time as humanly possible to get somewhere. I could be on a cruise; that would be fine. A car would be third, and God forbid I would be on a train because like that would be like the longest couple of hours, days, weeks of my life. Or
I've never done a train. Have you? Outside of like the local martyr.
No, I would rather get hit by a train. I would rather stand on the tracks and have Amtrak run over me than I would be to go from like, you know, Atlanta up to Washington, D.C. So,
all right, rank these excursionist type things that people typically do on some of their vacations. Jet skis, ATV, horseback riding, snorkeling.
I could do horseback riding. I'll do the ATV next. Jet ski 3. And again, when you snorkel, when you go underwater, you're the road team.
Well, you know, with snorkeling, because we did it on our vacation, you don't actually go under.
Well,
you just put your face right on top.
Were you basically submerged? Up into like the tube?
No. Like, because you're not, they don't take you too far. You're not too far deep. Like,
okay.
Land is there.
Okay, you know most shark attacks happen in 3 feet of water.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Okay. Again, you're the road team. Okay? When you're face down in the water, you're the road team. Okay? When I'm not standing, again, it's one thing to stand in the water and be able to have some leverage. When you're floating face first in the water, you're the road team. Okay? That's how that works.
All right. Before we get a little spicy, it'll be kind of like a mild here. Rank these actresses as superheroes. Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow. Halle Berry, Storm. Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. I think I know where you're going.
I do ScarJo 1 because I love ScarJo.
You shocked me with that one, but yeah, I'm with you.
I will do Halle Berry 2. Brie Larson comes in at a solid number 3, and I'm not that impressed with that Gal Gadot, whatever.
You know, I didn't know she was in one of the Fast and Furiouses, or she may have been in multiples.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
She did some movie with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds and all that stuff, too, on Net Chicks or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chick Flicks or whatever it's called, you know. anyway, all right, from our buddy Rusty, rank these DJs. DJ Claudia Kazaku. Nikki Bellucci, Mari Ferrari, and DJ Sherazade, Sherazade, and they got all those funny hyphen symbols and stuff above it. I will take Nikki Bellucci, number 1, very intriguing. I will take Mari Ferrari, number 2. I love that dark hair, dark eyes look. Claudia Kazaku, number 3. And DJ Shiznit, whatever her name is, number 4. On my personal Twitter page, at JMCH316, from our buddy Marco, rank these cop movie series. Die Hard, Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Lethal Weapon.
Ooh, well, that's a good list.
Well, Die Hard goes 1 because it didn't get so awful. Because, again, I love Beverly Hills Cop. I'll put that one at 2.
Okay.
But that series got – that third movie is so god-awful.
I don't even remember the third one,
It's the
honestly.
One in the amusement park with Uncle Howdy or whatever. So awful. Awful. I mean, what an awful – again, money grab all the way,
right.
Beverly Hills Cop 3. But the first two are so awesome that it at least overcomes some of that. So I get two. Lethal Weapon 3. Again, Lethal Weapon is one of the best movies I've ever seen. That first one. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Great story. Just everything about it is terrific. And that fourth one with Chris Rock and Jet Li and the Chinese people on the boat,
yeah.
And Joe, it is so awful.
They tried to, like...
And by the way, you know how you know it's awful? Mel Gibson cut his hair for the movie.
Right. Well, the thing is, they tried to get too comedic with it. Like in the
They tried to get too commercial with it.
Yeah.
Man, the first one is so... It's dark. It's gritty.
Right.
It's so good. It's so good.
Right. And the humor that was in it, it made sense.
Yes.
It wasn't like a forced yes. humor.
And right, exactly. And then like the little jazz, you know, saxophone,
right.
like little... Again, it's so dark and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
The story's really good. I mean, I like the story
yep.
in it, you know? I mean, again, it's a story that makes sense. By the time they get to the Chinese people in the boat, it's like, oh my God, like, are we running out of ideas?
Yeah.
Ugh. And Bad Boys. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of Bad Boys. I mean, the first one's okay, but it just got progressively worse. From my buddy Alvy Cohen, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Martina McBride. I love Shania Twain. Love, 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 love Shania Twain. I'll take her number one. I'll take Martina McBride number two. I really enjoy her. Faith Hill three, and not as big a fan of Reba McEntire in her music and redheads and everything else that goes along with it. Rank them at their peaks from our buddy Matt Ryan. Cecil Fielder, Jose Canseco, Bo Jackson, Daryl Strawberry. Believe it or not, on this list, I will take Daryl Strawberry. When Daryl Strawberry was right and he was clean and he was at the top of the baseball mm-hmm. world, he was an unbelievable player, a phenomenal baseball player. Mm-hmm. I'll take him one. I'll take Bo Jackson two, Canseco three, and Cecil Fielder was a guy who had to go to Japan, learn how to hit home runs, and then he came back and had a monster career for the Detroit Tigers and everybody else in there.
Yeah. All right, you ready to get to searching?
Yepper. Okay, we're ready now.
All right, here we go. First one, first list. It's Lana Rhodes, I guess. So LanaRhodes.
At Lana Rhodes. Yes, because I believe I've heard of her.
I haven't.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, now I recognize her.
All right. I think this one is Jocelyn Cano, I guess. Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
N.
Yep.
And then Cano.
Cano. She related to Robinson Cano or anything like that?
About, right.
Jocelyn Cano. Okay. Okay. All right. We got her.
Got her. All right. Natalia.love. Natalia mm-hmm. .love.
.love. Oh, oops. Let me, oh gosh. Hang on here. I got to put the at symbol in here. Come on. My computer's acting up. All right. Natalia.love. All right. Well, it says it's not secure. Natalia.love.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely says it's not secure. So that's a scary one. All right. Who else we got?
And then Sammy with two Y's. Sammyy.
Hmm.
0-0-2-K.
0-2-K. And let's see what she's got going on here. All right, I'm going to take Lana Rhodes, number one.
Okay.
That's number one. I will take I'll take Jocelyn, number two, Sammy, number three, and I couldn't tell you about number four because it was said unsecure, safe, not
right. She
not
may
for,
maybe she might have needed to be number
yeah.
one just because,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not for public consumption. So there you go.
All right, next list here, real quick. I guess this is the Son. I don't know. S O Y N E I V A.
Okay, that's it.
Yep.
All right. She's got soy sauce. Okay.
All right, got her. Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and then X-G-X.
X-G-X, all right. Georgina Elizabeth Thomas. Oh, that's her God-given Christian name. Okay. All right.
All right. JoJo, J-O-J-O, underscore Babby, B-A-B-I-E.
B-A-B-I-E. I am JoJo Baby. That's her handle. All right.
Okay. And then the last one here, Alexis, A-L-E-X-A-S.
A-L-E-X-A-S. A-S.
Dot Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
All right, Alexis Morgan. She's only got 6 million
right.
Instagram followers. Good Lord. Too many Christmas. Let me see here. Let's see. You know what? I will take that Elizabeth to the XGX.
Whatever.
Yeah, I will take her number one. I'm actually going to take JoJo Baby number two. Let me get Sonia number three, and Alexis Morgan goes number four. So
nice.
She's a healthy girl. She's definitely a healthy girl. So
she eats her meat and potatoes.
Yepper. All right, that's Rank'em for a Tuesday. Back at it to close things out with the Love TKO. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.